The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. There are forces of composition in our society. Unfortunately, there are also forces of decomposition. They never rest. The front line, too often on the forces of composition, tends to be law enforcement and the protection of children and innocence, which is why it's a delight and privilege to welcome back to the show someone I am asking you to vote for this November as our county attorney. She is the current county attorney. She is Rachel Mitchell. Her website is rachelmitchellformaricopa.com. Rachel, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I was mentioning that there are forces of decomposition. You know, society can be held together tightly and strongly. It can be held together by a thread. And we've seen certain cities in this country, not here yet, thankfully, that are really hanging by a thread. They're a little bit to the north and a little bit to the west of us. And then there's a bunch to the east of us. We're doing our best to stay tightly wound and tightly knit. You're running in an election against an opponent who wants to end mandatory sentencing, get rid of the death penalty, end cash bail, empty the jails, and not prosecute offenses she does not think should be prosecuted, despite what the people of Arizona have voted for. Rachel, This is not democracy, and this is not safety. You have pledged your life and your career to protecting the innocent. Talk to us about the stakes in this race.
Absolutely. This is one of the most important races that you're going to see for the people of Maricopa County. This race alone can make the difference between us staying a law-abiding, safe society, and it's certainly not a perfect community. But it is certainly better than the Los Angeleses and Portland's and Seattle's, and the difference becoming like those cities, just where you have a county attorney or district attorney, as they call them, not enforcing the law and not holding people accountable.
It's not really the district attorney, or in our case, the county attorney's job to decide unto themselves what laws they choose to enforce when the people have voted and have built a criminal code, correct? I mean, so, for example, your opponent is on record as saying anything having to do with an abortion offense, she's not going to be interested in prosecuting. That's not really her decision, mm-hmm. Is it?
No, it's not. That is not an issue for the county attorney's office. The Supreme Court did not return the issue to the county attorney of Maricopa County.
Right.
They returned the issue to the state.
Right.
And as a law enforcement position, it's completely inappropriate to pick and choose what laws you will and will not enforce.
One of the issues that a lot of listeners to radio, consumers of news, are unfamiliar with is, and it's good that they're unfamiliar with, they should be unfamiliar with, the criminal justice system. But they get these mm-hmm. phrases that sound nice here and there, like ending cash bail. We don't know. A lot of people don't know what that means. Rachel, can you talk mm-hmm. to us about what that means? What does end cash bail mean?
Yeah, and they use other euphemisms like not punishing poverty and things like that, which sounds good on the surface.
Right.
But what it means is letting people out who are dangerous to the society, who have a high risk of not returning to stand and be held accountable for their crimes. It creates the revolving door of justice of the same criminals getting out and committing more and more crimes. It's what we are seeing in these other cities that we've discussed.
One of the things, this was a short segment, we'll have a longer one when we come back on the other side of this break, but one of the things I wanted to talk with you about and hear from you on, Rachel, if we could, is these efforts at compassion towards the offender or the alleged offender, the people the police arrest and that your office prosecutes, the alleged sympathy shown to them actually leaves out a forgotten person in a lot of these cases, in almost all of these cases. There is a victim. We tend to forget about the victim, and we don't. They aren't famous. Their names don't get at the top of a Supreme Court case. They're not studied in law school. I wonder if on the other side of this break, you can give the audience an idea of why it is the prosecutor's office, your office, is so important in defending all of us from being would-be victims. Can we visit on that when we come right back?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I am Seth Leibson. She is Rachel Mitchell, our county attorney, running to be elected this November. Rachel Mitchell for Maricopa.com. As I head to break, let me put in a word for Y Refi. If you are looking for a unique investment opportunity with a great return for investors, check out my friends at Y Refi. YREFY.com. They're offering a fixed no load interest rate, up to 10.25% return for investors, all in a secure and collateralized portfolio. InvestYRefi.com. I'm Seth. She's Rachel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Delighted to have Rachel Mitchell with us. She is our current county attorney. She is running for election November. Rachel Mitchell for Maricopa.com or .org. Either way is just fine as a website to learn more about her and help her out. I'm going to be doing as much as I can to help her out because, as she says on her website, she is a veteran prosecutor who spent her career to protect children and victims of sex abuse and other crimes. And, Rachel, you know, it's an interesting kind of irony of the business you're in. We talked a little bit about it last time you were with us. But, you know, anyone who goes to law school and takes criminal procedure or criminal law courses, which they have to do, you know, they read an awful lot about the rights of these criminal defendants. And, of course, criminal defendants, like all of us, have our entitlement to our constitutional rights. But there is a forgotten man or woman or child in all of these cases that rarely gets discussed. And the law professors don't really get deep down into the weeds of what the underlying crimes were. Would you talk to us about these people who go through life, hopefully life and not death, anonymously and unknown to the class of students that studies the law and to the class of people that shows compassion, sometimes misplaced for the wrong person?
You know, absolutely. The criminal justice system, as it's reported out, is all about the accused person. And the forgotten person is the victim in these cases. And, you know, we hear about some things that are perhaps mitigating for the offender, but we don't hear very much detail about what happened to that victim.
Right.
Whether that victim was murdered and now we're dealing with their family members, or it's a child who was molested, or a man or a woman who was raped. Even when you're dealing with, quote, property crimes that people tend to be more dismissive of, you're talking about businesses who cannot continue to operate, and that impacts the entire community. It diminishes the community when businesses go out of business because the services and the location that they provide is no longer there. And so there is a profound effect of criminal behavior. And even drug offenses, which are largely thought to be victimless crimes, are not, because they drive a lot of these offenses.
I've never really seen violent crime, and I'm sure you have. I mean, this is your profession and life's work. But I've never really seen violent crime cases where drugs or other substances of abuse weren't involved. Rachel, I think it really is the vector and the driver to so much damage in our society.
It is a huge factor, and even if it is not necessarily the impetus to commit the crime,
right,
once drugs are on board, it becomes more violent, more random in terms of, you know, unpredictability, and so it is a huge player in criminal behavior.
One of the things your opponent in this election is talking likes to talk about is our heavy incarceration rate, our high incarceration rate. A lot of the left will often talk about a society of mass incarceration. Arizona has a population of about 7 million people plus. We have about 24,000 people incarcerated last I looked. By no definition is this mass anything, is it? I mean, less than 1% of the national population is behind bars. This mass incarceration thing is a myth too, isn't it, Rachel?
Yeah, I think it's, they use those words like mass incarceration. And, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't look at who we have in prison. Of course, it's always good to review what you're doing.
Yeah.
But a lot of times what I'm seeing is where there's a little bit of the story told about that incarceration, and the whole story is not being told about the impact that this person has had. A lot of times it's not reported how many prior felony convictions this person has.
That's right.
Or that they were on probation or parole or community supervision at the time they committed the offenses. So there are a lot of factors that I see looking at the whole case that are not necessarily being reported.
Rachel Mitchell is our guest. She's a candidate to run again for county attorney this November. She is our current county attorney, doing great work there, and I'm asking you to support her. Rachel Mitchell from Maricopa.com or .org. Either one is just fine. Rachel, talk to us, too, if you don't mind, a little bit about the death penalty. Democrats tend not to talk about it much in election years. Your opponent seems to be happy to. Talk to us about your views on the death penalty.
You know, I think it should be reserved for the worst of the worst. And, you know, we have a very set system by which we review cases. It is not random or, you know, subjective. There are set factors in the law that talk about when the death penalty may be sought. And so those have to be present. It has to be first-degree murder. And then we look for, obviously, the strength of the case as well as just the heinous nature of the crime. And so it certainly shouldn't be the rule. It should be the exception. But what are you going to do when somebody has killed multiple people or has killed a child or has killed a police officer? You know, those are situations where it does sometimes call for the ultimate punishment. And, you know, what you'll hear opponents say is, well, you know, it's not really a deterrence. Well, it's very hard to measure murders that don't happen,
right,
and violence that doesn't happen.
Right.
But, I mean, you can be certain that those things have been deterred.
We used to call it proving a negative, right, Rachel?
And
certainly in solving crimes, it's got to be one of the most important and useful tools with defendants in getting them to help gather more evidence against, you know, other parts of the ring if they're involved in a conspiracy or if there's another partner in the crime. I mean, it's a tool you do not want to take out of the prosecutor's hands, isn't it?
Absolutely not. And when you take that tool away, it's not like there's not going to be pushing the line even further.
Right.
We saw that happen with the juveniles when the United States Supreme Court ruled that juveniles could not get the death penalty. But then it didn't stop there.
Right.
Then they pushed it to say, well, juveniles, you know, without certain findings should not get life in prison. And so that line keeps moving. And so people should not think that that would be the end of the discussion. It won't be.
When people have to face you or your office, Rachel, it's about the failure of something in society that took place. And often mm-hmm. it's going to be a repeat offender. This is something that you and those of us who care about crime have to think about as more than just the police job, more than just the county or district attorney's and prosecutor's job. It's part of an entire judicial system, too, isn't it? It's part of a community ethic. As we close out the interview, talk to the community about the kind of ethic you stand for and that which you wish they would partner with you on.
You know, one of the visions that I've been communicating to this office since I took over, as well as to new employees that come in, is the concept of justice. And it is not, and I do not see it as just punishment and vindictiveness. It is doing right by a person. And we are professionals in this office. There is research that we can learn to look at whether somebody is a danger to the community, in which case they should be removed from society. But we also have a very robust diversion program for people yep. who need help, such yep. as people who have addiction.
Yep.
But you still have to have a criminal justice system there to incentivize people to get that help and to hold them accountable. And anybody that has dealt with somebody that has an addiction issue understands that.
You bet.
That there has to be something behind that.
You bet. You bet. Rachel Mitchell, Godspeed and God bless. Thank you for always taking time to update us on the campaign and on what's going on in the county attorney's office. Rachel Mitchell for Maricopa.com is the website. Rachel Mitchell is the candidate. Thank you, Rachel. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Bless you and Godspeed. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.